Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
And our first takeout comes from Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. You called it, Todd. You said when we were talking about the financial reform package yesterday that the whole thing could change based on what happens in that procedural vote last night. And last night, it hit a roadblock. What went on?
Did I say that? Oh, good.
You called it yesterday, bud.
Oh, good morning, John. Yeah, so test vote on the financial regulatory bill, a.k.a. FinReg on Capitol Hill, failed by 57-41. A lot of us expected this because there isn't yet a deal between Richard Shelby, Republican, and Chris Dodd, Democrat, on the banking committee. So without a deal, they're putting it to the test, and Harry Reid wants to put Republicans to the test, and that bill went down. Got caught up with Chris Dodd coming off the floor after the vote. And this was interesting because the Democrats, here was a surprise. One Democrat voted no on this, John, and it was Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska. We caught up with Chris Dodd after to ask him if he was surprised that Nelson turned around and voted no when they thought they had Democratic unity. Listen to this.
You know, this all goes back to a Groundhog Day here.
I know.
We're working on the issue.
They've been here before, as Senator Chris Dodd seems to be saying. I'm wondering if the conspiratorial listeners in our audience might suspect that Ben Nelson is really having his strings pulled by a certain Warren Buffett behind the scenes here.
Well, that's not what he said when he came off the floor. When we asked him when he came off the floor why he turned and voted no, he said he had concerns that the bill would affect regular businesses on Main Street. For instance, if you're an auto dealer or a dentist or someone who lets people pay by financing their payments, that this bill would somehow have jurisdiction over you. Now, that is a concern that Democratic leaders last week specifically called out, and I'm using their words, as a lie from Republicans who want to kill this bill. Ben Nelson used it as his justification. Chris Dodd says when he talked to Nelson, it didn't come up. He said what came up was concerns over derivatives. And who has concerns over derivatives? Berkshire Hathaway. That's Warren Buffett.
So oh, wow.
That's not what Nelson said, but Dodd said that it was derivatives they were concerned about and how they'll be treated, how they'll be grandfathered in for existing derivatives contracts. It's trillions of dollars. So that was the concern that Dodd said.
Louise Story told us earlier this morning that Lloyd Blankfein coming up to the Senate to testify before Carl Levin's committee might be a show about Democrats trying to cast Republicans because of this vote last night as friends of Lloyd Blankfein, friends of Goldman Sachs, friends of bankers. Is that how you see it?
Well, there's no doubt that a big part of the effect of having Goldman on the Hill this week is building more support for regulating Wall Street. There's lots of investigations going on, including in law enforcement, so this doesn't really have to be in the Senate, but it is. So they're helping build support. But Harry Reid is putting pressure on them too, John. Another test vote today, another test vote tomorrow. Harry Reid wants Republicans to keep casting a vote that could be perceived as being on the side of Wall Street until someone buckles and they get a deal. Probably a deal better for Democrats in this case, and get the bill moving forward. But you're going to see another vote today, another vote tomorrow. The pressure's on.
All right. Thanks for that. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.